Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of September 2017, and this is the 657th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's been a very changeable day today. I guess it's spring, and apparently a weather forecaster on television the other day called this yo-yo weather, and it's exactly what it is. It was 20, I think, for a brief period today, but certainly not all day. And it was very calm this morning, very grey to start with, and then it was calm, and then it was beautifully sunny. And then the wind got up, and now it's windy and sunny. But I think there's a little rain forecast for later on. So as you can see, we have had quite a range. I suspect the rain is due just about when I'm going out. I'm going to the State Cinema again today to meet up with my In the Flesh writing group. So I've spent part of this afternoon reading other people's work and really enjoying being in a different world, in a really different world. I'm kind of quite excited about one of the stories that I'm reading. And it's always great to be able to discuss our work. I think there are often occasions when it's not really good to discuss work in process, and sometimes it's just a matter of who you're lucky enough to have to discuss it with. And I think I'm very fortunate in finding a group of people who I guess we're all doing the same thing, so that we're really very aware of how to give feedback and how to take it. And each of those people has a very different way of contributing. So in the end, you get a really full and imaginative response. Some are good on structures, or, you know, when I say some, it's not as if we're a huge group. There are about four and sometimes five of us. But between us, there are people who are very good on structure, people who are really good on detail, on composition, on, what else? I guess they're all really good at imaginatively entering into each other's worlds. Sorry about that sound. I did take you for a walk around the neighbourhood today to record a podcast outside. It felt as if I hadn't done one of those for quite a while, but the wind was so strong that nothing I said was usable when I got home, which means that I'm now about 10 minutes away from talking and having a little work session with my sister, and I would really like to be uploading this podcast during that session. It's become a slightly longer process because ever since yesterday when I updated my iPad and updated WordPress, I haven't been able to download from Dropbox. So that's made it a bit more tricky to put the podcast onto my website. Anyway, it's not a big deal. I have found a way around it, but it is just a little more, I'm trying to think. I can only think in German. it's circumscribed anyway. And so the rustling you can hear and the doors opening and closing is because I am desperate for a cup of tea. And if I don't make it now, I won't have a chance to later. So that's what you can hear me doing. I'm making this tea that's called poet tea, and it's a Sri Lankan tea with ginger in it, which I'm really loving. Really one of the nicest teas I can remember. Sorry, ping ping, elastic band, in case you didn't guess. And back into the tin. I think I'll have to show you my tin. So, apart from reading other people's work today, I realise now that I didn't fill in my little questionnaire this morning about what writing I was going to do today. I really wanted to do some feedback to my online writing group. They write so from the heart, and there's such a good exchange always. And sometimes I find that I've come into the discussion so late that I feel a bit overwhelmed by it. So I really wanted to be part of it and to engage with it as it was going, rather than kind of at the end of it. So I don't know what I would do. Well, I imagine I would do something without these groups, but with them, I find my writing life enormously enriched. So I'm very aware of wanting to be part of those two groups. So I did that, which maybe would also be something that I could have put on my plans for writing, but somehow in my head I had separated feeding back or writing on an email from real work. And I think I need to combine those things, because what I'm trying to do is hone into things that are constructive to writing, and that includes things like walking and qigong, and it includes my writing friends, and it includes you who are listening to my podcasts. So not putting this down on my little checklist of writerly things to do today was somehow divorcing that writing, a writer enriching space from the act of writing, and they need to come together. So next time this happens, I shall put it down, and embrace it in another way. So perhaps what I need to do today is feed that back into my evening check-in session, which I don't think I've filled more than about three in since the end of the surge retreat, just to remind myself of that. I can hear my teapot has unclicked itself. Not my teapot, my kettle. So it is now hot enough to pour in. I have this system of decaffeinating the tea without losing its flavour, which means pouring a little bit of water on the leaves and leaving it for a minute, and then pouring that water off and then pouring a new pot. Apparently that gets rid of a lot of the caffeine, which, and I know caffeine's not a good thing for me. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you can hone in and, well, I suppose identify the things that, I was going to say, the things that contribute to your creative life, and I think that is still what I mean, but but interpreting that in the broadest possible way in that supportive communities and one's environment are all contributors. And I suppose it's also identifying the things that actually remove your energy. Some things are unavoidable, but some things aren't. It's just often a case of us finding it extremely difficult to say no or to change habits. I know how difficult I found it initially when I decided I wouldn't accept anybody dropping in. And I've made that really clear, and it happens practically never that someone will just drop in. But it was really hard to do that. A lot of people kind of took it badly, and I felt guilty. But I'm so glad I have it in place now. And I guess the other one was to decide to permanently put my phone on silent. I did this after my parents died, because before that I really felt I needed to be constantly on call. And it was very draining. It was kind of tiring, and of course it meant that I had other calls that were unimportant that were also eating into my mental space. So turning the sound off on my phone was the other thing that I did that has been really beneficial to my writing and my peace of mind, I may say. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.